Good morning, everyone. How's your Sunday? A pleasant and wonderful Sunday to everyone, and I keep you all in my mass and intentions. Today, we are made to read by the church a section of chapter 6 of St. Luke. This section gives us the version of this of St. Luke of what St. Matthew in his own gospel records and recounts for us of the famous Sermon on the Mount of Jesus. And as you know, that chapter 5 of St. Matthew, I think it's chapters 5 to 7, that encompasses or includes the Sermon on the Mount, this sermon begins with the Beatitudes. Blessed are you, and blessed are you. That's how it goes. But the Greek word for blessed, translated to blessed in English, is makarios, which also may mean happy are you, lucky are you. So we may read and listen to this gospel with that in mind. Because Jesus came down with the 12 and stopped at a piece of level ground where there was a large gathering of his disciples with a great crowd of people from all parts of Judea and from Jerusalem and from the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. We're getting used to this. This is the usual thing with Jesus. He could hardly find time to be without the crowds. They flocked to him. The word about his whereabouts would spread like wildfire. Everyone needed him, wanted a piece of him. Because he cured them, because he spoke with lots of wisdom. He spoke with a lot of authority, unlike the scribes and the Pharisees. Because Jesus spoke from his own authority. He did not quote anybody else. He did not quote the others as authorities for us to be convinced about what he's saying. No, he says, I tell you, I teach you. So he fixes his eyes on his disciples as he says the following. And this is a fantastic thing to do. To imagine how Jesus looks like. How those eyes are. Or would be. We just celebrated Christmas barely 2 months ago when we contemplated Jesus as a baby. As we do with other babies in general, we like to entertain the baby. We like to enjoy the baby. We are happy that there's this baby. So we play with him, we tickle him, we giggle with him. We like endeavor to appear before his eyes ahead of everyone else so he could recognize us. And that's what we did with Jesus last Christmas time. And now he's grown up. It's good to imagine this. We may take as models maybe our husbands or fathers or uncles or teachers. Those penetrating eyes who know what we are. And this is God. He knows our consciences. He reads right through them. Nothing hidden. But always with love. As Jesus fixes his eyes on his disciples, he says, how happy are you who are poor? Yours is the kingdom of God. Happy are you who are hungry now. You shall be satisfied. That word happy, translated from Greek's makarios, is translated by St. Matthew as blessed are you. It could also be translated as lucky are you who weep now, you shall laugh. Jesus assures us. Happy are you when people hate you, drive you out, abuse you, denounce your name as criminal on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice when that day comes and dance for joy, for then your reward will be great in heaven. This was the way their ancestors treated the prophets. They treated the prophets like that. They made them poor, they made them hungry, they made them weep. But our Lord assures us and assures them, happy you will be. Lucky you are, because yours is the kingdom of God. Because you shall be satisfied. You shall laugh. In the second half of this gospel, Saint Luke gives his own take about these beatitudes. Instead of saying Makarios, he puts it in a negative. Listen, but alas for you who are rich, you are having your consolation now. Alas for you who have your fill now, you shall go hungry. Alas for you who laugh now, you shall mourn and weep. Alas for you when the world speaks well of you, this was the way their ancestors treated the false prophets. Alas for us, if we don't adopt this picture that our Lord paints of what He was, what He is, and what He wants us to look like. Poor, hungry now, that we weep, we mourn, that we are hated, driven out, denounced because of Jesus. This reminds me of what we celebrated, I think, the other day, the 11th of May, or rather of February, which was the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. That lady, who called herself the Immaculate Conception, told Saint Bernadette Soubirous words that have always consoled me. That gives me the key to my existence here on earth. She said, I do not promise you happiness in this world, but in the next. She said that to Saint Bernadette, but she says that to all of us. This world is what it is. Poor, full of evil also. There's so many good things, you know, but there is evil. And when we can be suffering, we can be miserable. But our Lord assures us that He will make us happy. He promises us that the kingdom of God will be ours. He promises us our satisfaction, joy. And these are the characteristics of us Christians. Instead of falling into pragmatism for the sake of money, pleasure, wealth, and fame and honors, you know, we do anything to achieve that. Anything, whether it is a good or bad, they are willing to do anything. Right? Let's not be like that. We may be pitied. We may be suffering. Well, just a while ago, when I came from Ayala, I came out from the parking. I just paid, there were two columns, you know, paying the exit fee. And, well, I was just slowly rolling out from the toll booth. And this on my left, a car, I don't know, I think it was a sports car, just swerved to my path. Just swerved. Just like that. It made me smile a lot, a big smile. Humiliated. No, I had a rush of wanting to give him a lesson, cut him or something like that, to race with him in the, well, it would be for nothing, right? Anyway, I prayed for him and went my own merry way. Jesus will vindicate us. Jesus will make us really happy. That's what counts. Because what does not count, pitiful indeed, is to be so happy here on earth and we lose heaven. Thank you for listening. Well, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. I just got some roses for some of my beloved women in my life. And I send them to them to express what everyone expresses on that day. Love and appreciation. So may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Ciao!